Okay, so the first thing to mevayer here in the Masechta is that this Masechta is very unique in the whole Seder of Kodshim. Because the other Masechtas in Kodshim, Zvochim, Menoches, Chul again is Shechitas Chul, and then you go through Bechoris and Tmura, they all deal with the Korbonis. Even Masechas Me'iwa that we just finished deals with the Cheftza of the Hektish. That's primarily what the Masechta is. Masechas Krisus, by its namesake, is really dealing with the person. It's the only Masechta in Kodshim that deals with the person. It's not dealing with the Korban. Yeah, we talk about Korbanos here, but the Nekuda of the Masechta is to clarify what a person does to be Chayav the Korban. Could have equally been part of Seder Nezikin, for that matter. Or is it's going on, the focus is on the person, not on the Korban. And goes through the Averis, when you Chayav Achatas, when you Chayav Noshim Tolim. So that's why that's the name of the Masechta, Krisus, which is really talking about the Gavra, what he was over, what type of Averi he was over in order to be Chayav. So we're going to spend today just to clarify what triggers the Chayav Achatas. The Mishnah here gives us a list. It goes through 36, which we'll see in the Gemara of the 36 is Dafka, Lav Dafka. And it lists basically the first part of the Mishnah, it lists Arayas, starts with Shloshim Vashesh Krisis Pater, then it lists Arayas and Behemah. That's the first section of the Mishnah. Then it goes into Megadev and Avodah Zorah and Nisan Zara Lamoylech and Baloyev. These are all Avodah Zorah related Averis. And then you have Mechal Shabbos and Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesha. And then, after it goes through those things, it ends, the Mishnah ends with HaPesach V'Hamilu Mitzvah Saseh. Pesach and Mil is a Mitzvah Saseh. According to the conclusion of the Gemara, the only reason why Pesach and Mil is even brought down in the Mishnah is because it also has Karas. There's no Chatas over there. But since, as I said, the Mishnah primarily is talking about the person that's high of Karas, so it mentions Pesach and Mila too, even though it doesn't really fit into the rules of the Mishnah as far as Chatas is concerned. So the Mishnah says, Al Eilu, on all these things, Chayovin al Zdene Kores, Val Shigigosei Chatas, if you do these things B'mezer, you Chayav a Kores, if you do a B'shegig, you Chayav a Chatas, and if you do a Suffolk, which will qualify Suffolk later on in the Masechta, what's called a Suffolk? Aloi hoyda shalom osham toli. Except for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshov, we know that already has what we call a Korban Oil of the Yored, where you don't bring a Chatas Kavua. That depends on your financial state of whether you bring a more expensive Korban or a cheaper Korban. Okay. So that's really the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah, when the Mishnah ends, the Mishnah says that on all these things, you're chayiv chorus if you do it b'mezid. And you're chayiv achatos if you do it b'shekik. That's the way the Mishnah goes. So it's from the rear, really a korban is a rear thing. Most averis, what triggers the obligation is the mezid, right? Malkus, misa, it's always the mezid. Over here, what triggers the obligation is the shekik. The fact that you did it by mistake. That's what triggers obligation. What we're going to have to analyze is how much does that play into the Chiyuv Chatas, the fact that you're a Sheikik. Is that really the main Avera you're doing? Is it the Mais Avera that you're doing what you're bringing a Chatas for? Or are you bringing a Chatas primarily the fact that you weren't careful? See, there are two elements here. One element is the Avera that happened, and the other element is that you weren't careful, which I'll show you in the Rambam. The Rambam emphasizes that idea, that you weren't careful, that led to that Avera, but it's really for the Shkoga that you're bringing. I'll give you a marshal. Somebody goes into the Beis HaMikdash Betumah, which is the end of the Mishnah, right? So if you go into the Beis HaMikdash Betumah, what Avera did you do? The Avera you did was that you went in Betumah. That was the Avera. Now, what was the Shogeg? There could be, the Shogeg could be you didn't know it was a Beis HaMikdash, which is what the Gemara talks about. You didn't know it was a Beis HaMikdash. You didn't know that the halacha is that you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash when you're Tomei. Those are the same, similar. Then the Shogeg could be
that you didn't know you were Tameh.
Now, it could be you went into the Beis HaMikdash knowing neither. You didn't know you were Tameh, and you didn't know you're not allowed to go in Bitum. Okay?
In that case, it would logically, you'd say,
there's one Chatas. There's one Avera. Right? You did one Avera. The Avera was that you went into the Beis HaMikdash Bitumah.
That was the Avera. You did one Avera. You didn't do more than one Avera. The Yerushalmi in Shavuos, and the Ramban brings down this Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi in Shavuos says that maybe you'll be chayv two chatos. One for not knowing that you were Tomei, and one for going into the Beis HaMikdash, not knowing that you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash Bitumah. Now that you could hit your head against the wall. What do you mean? I did one Avera. Who cares what kind of Amoretz I am? Who cares how much ignorance went into the act? It's just one act. I went into the Beis HaMikdash Bitumah. Who cares how many things you didn't know when you went to the Beis HaMikdash Bitumah? The bottom line is, you didn't know that you went into the Beis, you did one Avera. Okay, so that forces us to rethink what is the Chiyuv Chatas coming for. Exactly. Coming for the Shkoga? Is it coming for the Avera? Is it coming for both? If it's both, then why would you be chayav two? If you need both, l'chora you need both elements, right? Because if you would just be a shoygeg and didn't do the avera, what's the different thing? A guy walks into an area that he thinks is the Beis HaMikdash, bitumah, not knowing that you're not allowed to do it bitumah. You'd be chayav chatas. Of course not. He didn't go into the Beis HaMikdash. So obviously you need the avera. So if you need the avera, why would you be chayav two chatois? Why would there be a thought process that you should be chayav two chatois if you did one avera? So again, that forces us to, that's number one, that we're going to have to clarify this Mishnah of what it means al shigagose. The second point is that the Mishnah disqualifies Pesach and Mila. That Pesach and Mila, there's no korban chatois. The Mishnah doesn't exactly say why not. The Mishnah says they are mitzvahs to say. Okay? So there's a discrepancy in the Rishonim how to learn this Mishnah. Even within the Rishonim there's a little bit of a contradiction. Some learn the Mishnah simply. Pesach and Mila is a mitzvah to say, meaning it's a mitzvah that you're supposed to do something positive. You're supposed to bring a korban Pesach. You're supposed to do a bris, and therefore the avera is not really a maisa. The avera is just that you didn't do something positive. The avera is not that you did a maisa. You didn't know maisa avera. You just didn't do anything. And you're only chayav achatas for action. You didn't do anything. You didn't bring a korban Pesach. That's a simple way to learn the Mishnah. That's how Tosfos learns the Mishnah. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says as follows. On the left side of the daf, Pesach Umila Mitzvah Saseh, about six lines after it gets wide. Pesach, Tichsiv is Avachta Pesach, Umila Abayom Ashmini Yomo, Vekoris Buhu Kedamoran, Ubahani Isbuhu Chiyav Mises Bezdin. In some of the list of the Mishnah, he says there are Chiyav Mises Bezdin too. And then, but then, if you look at Rashi, how he ends, he says that you're not chayav. The reason why you're not chayav achatas, if you go on, Ein bohem azhoro means there's no lav. There is no lav by Pesach and Mila saying don't do something. There's no lav. So Rashi is emphasizing the fact that there's no lav, not that there's no action, but that there's no lav. If there would be a lav, then Rashi did not have a problem. For instance, Pesach, there's a lav bali roll by yimotze, right? That's a lav. You don't do an action, it's passive. You just don't get rid of your chometz. That would be enough to be chayav. Because Rashi doesn't care about the action, he cares about the lav. Now, Tosfos over here, actually, they don't have the Tosfos here. There's a Tosfos Rishonim on this. But Tosfos in Yevamos states clearly that the Iker is the fact that there's no action. And that's really the pashtus of the Sugyan Makas as well. So there's actually a Machloikas Rishonim, whether you need an action in order to be Chayav Achatas. Is that the pivotal aspect? Or is it that you need a lav? And if there's no lav, then there's no chatas. So the Achronim over here ask Akasha, Teres Chatas asked this question. He says that Rashi seems to be out of line in what he says. He says as follows. He says, "Kosav Rashi mibnei shehin mitzvah saseh ve'ein bohem lo saseh nivur tele Rashi chiyuv chatos. The chiyuv chatos is only if somebody did al shigagas koras im yesh gam lav. According to Rashi, in order to be chayav chatos, you need a lav. Lav is what's critical. That's how he understands it. Now he says this is really a tremendous plea, because if you go through the sugya in Makkos, some of you may remember I gave shir in Makkos some years ago. Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara there in Makkos goes through a whole discussion if a lav shenita in lemisas bezdin loiken olav, which basically means if a lav is already used up to give you misa, you won't get Malkus on that lav. It's almost like the lav is already spoken for. So if the lav is already spoken for Fazoras Mises Bezdin, a lav like that, you don't get Malkus for. That's the Gemara. Lav Shanitin Lazoras Mises Bezdin. So for instance, by Hazoma, that's a classic example. Hazoma is what the Gemara calls a lav Shanitin Lazoras Mises Bezdin. That's why you need a separate pasuk to teach you Malkus by Adam Zayman, one of the reasons. Is because you chayev misa if you went ahead and you said false testimony that caused misa to somebody else. It's a lav shenitin las horas misa's best. You don't get malchus. But again, the simple understanding is because the lav got used up already. The lav got used up for the misa's bezdin. So now there's no available lav for malchus.
It's almost like kamalad bidravim in it. Once you give it away.
Very similar to kamalad bidravim, right? It's used up. So the Gemara in Makkos reads as follows. The Gemara says, if that's the case, says the Gemara, so why aren't you chayev if you hold that a lav shenit lazaras mises bezdin is ain't loikin alav? So why are you chayev a korban chatas? The lav is already used up. So you have no lav for the, every time you have all the chayev krisis, right? You bring a korban chatas. Why? The lav is already used up. The lav has already been consumed for the misa. So how could that lav now be used for the korban? Huh? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says as follows. Pesach umilo ona hashafa pishalei hizer. Says the Gemara as follows. The reason why you need a lav by a korban is not because you need a lav. Mishum de iskish kolater kul avodazor. Mavodazor sheval tase lafukihani de kumvase. Which means that the Gemara in Makkos tells us that the reason why by Pesach and Mila you're potter from a korban, and the reason why you normally need a lav by is because you need an action. Which is direct contradiction with Rashi by us. Rashi by us says that there's a requirement of a lav. And the Gemara Makkos is saying that the lav is already consumed. You can't use the lav for a karma. Because if the lav is found with a misa, the lav gets gobbled up for the misa. And now the lav is not available anymore for the karma. And the Gemara says, you see that by Pesach and Milah, there's no lav and there's no carbon. The Gemara says, well, over there, there's no action. So the Gemara seems to be saying clearly that in order for there to be a carbon, you do not need a lav. All you need is an action, which is direct conflict with Rashi by us. And that's the Torah's Chakas' question on Rashi. And he doesn't answer the question.
Where does Rashi say by us that it has to be lav? Where is that
reference? Rashi says clearly. Right at the beginning. I mean, he says it four times in this Mishnah, but the klal is you need to have a lav. If you don't have a lav, you have no misa. You have no carbon. Now, the Rambam also uses the same lashon. The Rambam is found here in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Shgagos, and the Rambam states as follows: HaPesach v'Hamilah, Pesach and Milah, mipnei shehein mitzvah saseh. Since there are mitzvahs asay, the chatos ein mevioi elo alav. Says the Rambam, you need a lav. Again, the Rambam takes the position that you need a lav in order to be chayav chatos. And the sugya malchus seems to be saying you don't need a lav to bring malchus. Not only that, if you would need a lav, you wouldn't have one because the lav already got used up. The lav got used up for the misa, so the lav is not even available according to the opinion who holds. Lav shenit lazoras misas bezdin is used up. You can't use the lav for a carbon either. So it goes back to this issue. So in order to get clarity here, I want to be mavar to you what I think is a simple yisoid, and it will definitely help us out a lot to understand the chiyuv chatos, and then we could go back and look at the Yerushalmi, and everything will fit into place. And that is, as we began to discuss, by every chatas, you have to analyze, what are you bringing the carbon for? What is the reason why you bring a carbon chatas? So as I said from the Rambam, if you look at the Lashon Rambam, the Rambam states as follows. I'll just read you the Rambam. Sha'a shoygig, the Rambam says, why is a shoygig have to bring a carbon? Hoyoloi livdoik uledakteik. Says the Rambam, he should have checked. The shoygig should have checked. The ilu bodak yofe v'diktik, and if he would have done that, loy hoyaboli deishkoga, he wouldn't have done the avera. Ulefi shaloi torach bedrisha v'chakira, and because he didn't check, lefikoch tzorich kapora. Fascinating Rambam. The Rambam is outlining the chiyuv chatos, and he's saying the reason why there's a chiyuv chatos is because you had to check. And you didn't check. You should have checked, and you didn't check. So it's the shgoga that's machayev the chatos. The fact that you were what? Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Hei, Halacha Vav. So the Rambam is clear that the reason why there's a chiyuv chatos is because you should have checked and you did not check. The lack of checking is what makes you chayev chatos, and that's what shgoga means. Okay, so that means that it's not the way we would learn on an elementary level. When I was in elementary school, the way we were taught a chiyuv chatos is if somebody does chorus, first of all, it's only chorus. Chorus, by the way, just for the purpose of understanding this, chorus is a very specific misa b'dei shemayim. Chorus is not a regular misa b'dei shemayim. Chorus is a very specific misa b'dei shemayim where the Gemara says, number one, there's an age issue. Chorus must come by age 50, between age 50 and 60. Anything past age 60 is not chorus. In fact, the Gemara says that the Amigoyim, they used to make a party, a Yom Tif, when they turned 60, because they're out of chorus. Number one, there's an age. Number two, according to Rashi and Yevamos, chorus comes with the death of children. It's chorus variri. That's number two, to be chorus. Number three, the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva Perches, the Rambam says that chorus also comes from the Lashon cut off, which means not only is person has chorus in this world, he has chorus in Olam Haba. So chorus is a very unique type of chet. The way I was taught in elementary school was, If you do that big aveira b'shogeg, then you have a kapara. You have to bring a kapara. Meaning, b'mezid, you can't get a kapara. If you do b'shogeg, then you could get a kapara. But the emphasis is always the aveira. The emphasis that I did an aveira that was tachayiv koras. I did it b'shogeg, so I get a lower level oinish. The way the Rambam is explaining to us, the chi of chet, the chi of chatas on you is that you didn't check. The reason why you chayev is not because you did the avera, but it's because you didn't check. It's not because the avera took place at the end. It's because you didn't check. That's mistama, the reason why the Yerushalmi has a tzad to say that if I did an avera, and the avera was based on two shkogas, like the case I told you, you go into the Beis HaMikdash when you're Tomei, the Gemara has a Havamina that you should bring two Chatois. Why two? Because ultimately I had two Shkogas. It's true I only had one Avera. I went into the Beis HaMikdash Betumah. But that going into the Beis HaMikdash Betumah was based on two separate Shkogas. Now if we accept that as the Pshat, we need another barrier. If we accept that as the pshat, so then the fact that it has to be chorus is not because the severity, it's only what type of shkoga did the Torah say, yuchayev chatas on the shkoga, a shkoga which led to something which is chorus. So really, what you're bringing, the way you got to look at it is like this. A Jew got to be careful. And if you weren't careful, and you made a mistake on something which leads to chorus, so that mistake which led to chorus, you chayev achatas on that mistake. And that's why the Yerushalmi says, well, if I had two mistakes, then I should be chayev two chatos. If I had two mistakes that led to chayev chatos, I shouldn't. Now, what's the tutstotim of the Yerushalmi? The tutstotim of the Yerushalmi is, well, maybe if there was only one chet at the end, one chatos covers both shkagas. But it's still the shkoga is the emphasis. The emphasis is the shkoga. Now, if we accept that as the approach, so when we talk about the avera is always the same. The avera is the shkoga. Okay? The avera is the shkoga. The reason why you chayev achatas is the fact that you was a shkoga. The type of avera that the shkoga led to is just that's not the ikar. So to tell me that I need a lav to be high of the korban wouldn't really make sense. Because I'm not bringing the korban on the lav, I'm bringing the korban on the shkoga. You follow? I'm not bringing a korban. If I'm bringing a korban, when you get malchus, so you're getting malchus on the avera. So now you need a lav. If you don't have a lav, we don't give you malchus. Because there's something lacking in what we're giving you malchus for. We're giving you malchus for being over the avera. You were over an avera that didn't have a lav. So we don't give you malchus. If the lav was used up for Mises Besdin, that means that when you're over this avera, you're not over the lav, we're not going to give you malchus, because the lav, we don't have the lav to give you malchus for. By the carbon, we're always obligating you to bring the korban for the shkoga. Right? So when we talk about lav, this is why I want to get clear, and then you'll see why it's very simple. Then I'll take your question from. When we talk about a lav, if there would be a requirement lav, even according to Rashi, that would only be to qualify what type of shkoga I bring a korban for. But not that the lav is what is being mechayev the korban. The korban I'm mechayev for the shkoga. The lav is a description of what type of avera the shkoga is chayev mechayev a korban. So therefore I want to tell you very simple. The lav never gets consumed. You got it? The lav never gets consumed. When I'm giving you malchus for the avera, so I go, okay, one second, I'm giving you malchus for the avera, you read, okay, the lav is already used up for me, so I don't really have what to give you malchus for. I have nothing to throw the book at you for, because the lav is used up. Now, if somebody would ask you, does Eidim Zoymim have a lav? Of course it does. The only thing is, we can't give you malchus for it because it's used up for Mrs. Besdin. But does it have a lav? Of course it has a lav. The lav is factually there. Right? So the fact is that when the Gemara says in Makkos that it doesn't bother us if the lav is already used up, you could still be high of a carbon. That is because you're not bringing the carbon for the Avera. You bring a carbon for the Shkoga. All we have to know is categories. Does this Avera have a lav? That's all Rashi says by us. So Rashi in Maseches Krisus is telling us that if we have to categorize what Averas are included in our Mishnah, of which for them, if you were Shogig, you bring a Chatas for being a Shogig, it has to have a lav to it. It has to be in the lav family. And therefore, we don't care that the lav got used up for Mrs. Besdin, or we don't care that it got used up. The fact is, there is a lav. And you're not bringing the carbon on that lav. If you were bringing the carbon on that lav, then we would have a problem. We'd say, we can't b'chayev you a carbon on that lav because the lav is already used up for Misa. It can't trigger other obligations. Okay? That's all what it means. Lav shenit l'azoros Mrs. Besdin means that if the lav was already used for Mrs. Besdin, it can't trigger other obligations. It doesn't lose its identity. It's still a lav. The lav exists. So that's why we categorize it as a lav.
The same thing by
Shabbos. Now, what?
The same thing by Shabbos. You didn't know Shabbos. You didn't know it was usher to make a fire. You have the same thing to Kabbalah?
Yes, absolutely. It's a whole sugya in Shabbos. This fits with the sugya in Shabbos as well. The Gemara is a shayla. If you have helam zeva zeba yodai, if you chayev several chatois, that's the Gemara shayla in Masechet Shabbos. And daf ayin by Mumbaz in Paraklal Gadol. Yeah. Okay. So that is, I think, the hakdama to understand this. Now, again, this will shed light on many other areas because, for instance, we find if you're tor b'dvar mitzvah, you're potter from a chatos. Right? If you make a mistake while you were doing a mitzvah, right? You're not an oinus, right? But there, so why aren't you chayev a chatos? So you're not chayev a chatos because we don't hold that you should have been medaktik. If the whole chatos is, you follow the chet, the reason why you're bringing a chatos is not because you did an avera at the end. It's because you did a shkoga, which led to that avera. So we have to decide, should have you been more careful? So if you are Torah b'dvar mitzvah, we say you should have been more careful. I did an avera, and I wasn't an oinus. So without this, it really is very unclear, why is somebody Torah b'dvar mitzvah, why is he potter from a chatas? The guy made a mistake, he picked up a lulav on Shabbos, and he carried it into Rishus HaRabim while he was doing a mitzvah. We say he's potter from a carb. What do you mean? He's a shagik, same shagik. He should have checked. Teretz is, since he was busy with a mitzvah, the Torah doesn't require him when he's preoccupied. It's very similar to Oisig B'mitzvah. A guy's Oisig B'mitzvah, the Torah says he doesn't have to be busy with another mitzvah. The idea is that he allowed himself to fall into this chet. And that allowing himself to fall into this, what he's chayev achatas for. And that's what the Mishnah is qualifying. And Rashi is just adding one more piece to the puzzle, which is, has to be chorus. And it also has to be that there's a lav here. And if there's no lav, there isn't. Now again, machloek is rishonim, right? Whether that lav requirement is there, but even according to Rashi, it's not that we need the lav to punish you, it's just the lav is just a way of categorizing what type of a chet is needed in order for us to machayev you for the shgoga, for the fact that you made the toast. Why you chayiv? Now this, again, this will allow all different sugyas. The Gemara L'moshel in Yevamos, the Gemara makes a distinction between if somebody had bia with his wife when she was in Nida, or he had bia with his Yevama when she was in Nida. And there's the svara is that when somebody had bia with a Yevama while she was in Nida, he's parted from a chatas. Why? Because it's embarrassing for him to ask her. He's not his wife yet. It's embarrassing for him to ask her if she's a nida. What? in Kol HaTorah, how does that take away the Shkoga? The Teretz is, once we have rationale for, like the Rambam says, Hoyoloi Ledaktik, once we have a rationale why you didn't have to be Medaktik, then the Chi of Karvan is off. Yeah, but that's even if your whole Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah is Potter, is Chayiv, still by Boish you would have this at the Boish. But it's all going to the same place. Now, I want to tell you one last sugya just to clinch this. There's a sugya in Masechah Shabbos, Machloikis Rebbeichem Reish Lakish, in Paraklal Gadol Dafayim Beis, Machloikis Rebbeichem Reish Lakish. What happens if somebody is a Shogag, he's a Belav, the Shogag Bekolos? Okay, this is a perfect example. The guy was Shogag Belav, he's a Belav, that means he knew he was doing an Avera. He knew he was doing an Avera. And he did the Avera knowing that he was doing the Avera. But he didn't know that there was a Chi of Kolos. He didn't know there was a Chi of Kolos. Now, in Kol HaTorah Kula, once you did something knowingly, you go under the category Mezid. In Hilchas Nida, it's brought down a Chiddush in the Poskim. If somebody lives with his wife when it's the Shas Vesta. Yeah, Shas Vesta. So he's midrabbanan, he's not supposed to be with her during the Shas Vesta. Midraisa Vesta said Rabbanan. So midraisa, he could be with her. Midrabbanan, he's not supposed to be with her. And he goes and he has relations with her, and it turns out she becomes a nida during the, she is a nida. So he's considered a mazid on the deraisa level. Even though the avera that he did, technically, having beer with her during the time that his vest was, because once he shouldn't have done this pool, he can't say, I was a shaykh. So we don't separate it. We don't say, well, you're amazing under the Rabbanan, but you're a shaykh under the Raisa. We don't say that. We say, since you shouldn't have done this act, and you knew you weren't supposed to do this act, now you go under the category amazing. Now, yet, Rabbi Yochanan comes in Masechah Shabbos, and he says, this guy is Mechalel Shabbos, so he's over any one of these things in the Mishnah here. And he knows he's doing something wrong. But he doesn't know it's Karas. He's a Shogag B'Karas. Right? So if the idea is that the reason why you're Chayev is because you did an Avera, and it's just that if you're amazed, you're not Roy to have a Kapara, then logic would dictate that you shouldn't bring a Karma Chatas. Because Lamaisa, you did the Avera, but amazed. Right? But if the Chayev is on the Shogag, and on the chorus part of it, you were a shaygig, so you're chayiv. Because we're not really being mechayiv you for the avera. So the guy was an avera, he was amazing on the avera. Okay, fine. Don't make a difference, he's amazing. We're being mechayiv one thing for the shaygig. We're being mechayiv him for a shaygig. And he was on lagabi the chorus, he was a shaygig. If he would have been medactic to find out that there was a chorus, he wouldn't have done the avera. That's it. He's chayiv achatas, according to Rabbi Yochanan, which is the halacha. So here again you see that the mechayiv is the shkoga. That's the mechayiv. The mechayiv is the fact that there was a shkoga. Yes, it's only a shkoga which leads to a chayiv chorus, but the kapora is not on the chorus. The kapora is on the shkoga. That's the concept of the... Now we can understand final element of Karma Chatas, and then we'll be ready to start the Masechta. I guess it'll be more next week. One final point, which is an unbelievable Chiddush, and it only exists by a Karma Chatas, doesn't exist by any other thing. Rafal, you had a question before. It's taken care of? Okay. There's a fascinating sugi in Bava Metzia. Fascinating. The Gemara in Bava Metzia on Dav Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara brings down a sugya which we're going to have later in the third parak here in Krisis. Two Eidim come to you and they say, Yechayeva, you ate Chalev. Well, they tell you did one of these things in this Mishnah. Okay? Two Eidim come to you and tell you did one of these things in the Mishnah. The case there is you ate Chalev. Yeah? And you get up and you say, I didn't eat Chalev. Not you argue with the Eidim. Okay? So in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's a joke. You argue with Eidim. We accept the Adam's testimony, and it's the end of story. So comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says that the Chachomim say you potter from a chatas. I'm getting to Hoida. The Chachomim say you potter from a chatas. Yeah. The Gemara says, why did the Chachomim hold you potter from a chatas? Because ma'im yirtzaloy ma'amezir ha'yisi. I have a migu. My migu is, the Edom don't know what I'm thinking. I could have told the Edom I was amazed. They don't know I was a shaygig. Do they know that I ate a chalav b'shaygig? They could say scientifically I ate a piece of chalav. They can't say what my intention was. So I could say I'm amazed. So since I could say I'm amazed, so therefore I have a migu. So everybody says, all the Rishonim says, it's a migu b'mok amedim. We don't believe a migu. Migu doesn't work against Edom. So they answer David's teretz, which the Gemara brings this as one of the pshatim in the Chachamim. Hoy de'elav chatosei means there's a new pasuk that says that he, it sounds like that he's believed. He has a right to say, I say I didn't eat chalav. Right? So, but that the problem with that pshat is that that's also disproved. Because then what do you need a migu for? Just say, hoy de'elav chatosei. Elamai, you see, that no, Edom I believe more than you. Right? So then what's the pshat? Pshat is very simple. The pshat is, hoy de'elav chatosei says that you have to know that you did this. That's hoy de'elav chatosei. That's what it means. The words mean, hoy de'elav chatosei, I know that I did this avera. Right? So I have to know that I did this avera. That's what I'm getting to in a second. But I have to know that I ate chalav. Right? Now two Edom come and say I ate chalav. And I say I didn't eat chalav. Okay? So now, there are two options. Bezdin believes the Edom. That's not even on the table. Two Edom come, they say you ate chalav. As far as reality, Bezdin has no suffix. You ate chalav. Why do we say you ate chalav? Because we have two Edom that you ate chalav. You could have 1,000 migus. We, Bezdin, believe you ate chalav. Period. Now, the question is, we have two ways to explain your denial. One, you're a liar. You know now, everything is known now, but you're lying, you don't want to bring a chatas. So you're saying, I didn't eat chalav. The other is, you really don't know. You really don't know. Now, we assume that you do know. Okay? But that assumption is not Edus. That's an assumption. But you have a migu that you really don't know. Because if you were just trying to lie your way out of a korban, you could have said mezid or yisi. So the fact that you have the option that you could have said mezid or yisi and get out of the korban, now we believe you that you really don't know. Now you're potter because you don't know. That's how the two things bridge. The migu with the hoydel of chatosei, that's how they merge. But you have to take a step back and go, so what? So this whole thing is because he doesn't know. Who cares if he knows or he doesn't know? We know that he ate chalav, right? But if you think about it, it's so poshut. Because the chet, the way we're learning now, the reason why you bring a chatas is because of the shkoga. The chatas has to be when that is reversed. When the Sibas HaChet is reversed, is fixed. So if there's not a correction in the Hoydel of Chatosai, there's not a bring a Chatos for. You're still in the same state that you were before. The Chatos is here when you had a mistake, which you shouldn't have had, and corrected it. It's like, look at it like a tshuva. Part of the tshuva is, you fix it and you bring a Chatos. Yeah? You fix what? The way we're learning, the shkoga is not just happens to be, if you're not a shogig, you don't bring a korban. No. The shkoga is the problem. So the kapara of the shkoga is to become a shogig, to know, to correct whatever led you to that mistake. So therefore the Torah said, hoy de'el of chatosei, once the mistake is corrected, now as to fix, to complete the tikkun of that mistake is to bring a chatas. To bring a chatas while the mistake is still going on is like tovel v'sheretz b'yodei. That makes no sense. Because the state of Shkoga is what you're bringing a chatas for. You're bringing a chatas because you fell into a state of Shkoga, and now the Torah says, when that gets corrected, when the Shkoga gets corrected, you bring a chatas. That's why, in Kol HaTorah Kula, this is the only time you will find that your state of mind, right, your state of mind of knowledge is what triggers the obligation retroactively on what you did already. Because the whole chatas is only coming for Shkoga.
But that's a further chiddush over that idea. If the idea is that for Shkoga, that for not checking, that's why you have chatas, it's a further elaboration on that, and you also need a
Oh! Absolutely, David. If the Torah.
Without
a Haida, I would know that. All I'm saying is that this explains. Now we have clarity. What is Haida telling you? Haida is telling you now that got corrected. There was a Shkoga here. When that Shkoga gets corrected, so as it's not enough to say, oh, now I know, okay, everything's okay. No, it's not okay. Now that you know, bring a Chatas. Now, if you don't know yet, so there's nothing to talk about. That's what the Torah is telling you. You're right, without a Pasuk, we would know that. But the Pasuk came and taught us that. The Torah said, part of the correction to the Shkoga is reversing it and bringing the Chatas. That's the way it works. This doesn't exist anywhere else. In Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, I said we're going to stop here. We'll start the Sugya Mitzvah Hashem next week.